Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! We hope you had a good weekend. It was a good weekend for Atlanta United as they move on in the playoffs, which is an amazing story. We'll certainly dive into that. It was not a good weekend for Georgia. It was a great weekend for Georgia Tech, and it was not a good weekend for our Falcons. Because, Mike, we started off slow. 26 yards of offense in the first quarter. And when you talk about why we lost this game, I know many of you are going to say, well, let me tell you something. The kicker let us down. You can tell me everything you want about every other part of this football game. Mm-hmm. 9 points left off the board by our kicker. And when you talk about being in position to score, where we had a chance to punch it in, first and goal from their five, we get two back-to-back penalties, we get pushed back 20 yards, that turned into a field goal instead of a touchdown, that's another six. But it was mistakes, Mike, and blown opportunities. And somebody tell me what's going on with Younghoe Koo. Mike just told me his percentage from last year is down. Somebody tell me what's happening with Younghoe Koo.
16%, man. He was at his height when he got in and sort of secured the job when he came in 19 midseason. He's been around 94%, 93% in the last 2 years, 86%, 32 of 37 on his field goals. That's great last 2 years. That's why he's been Pro Bowl level. This year, though, something's wrong. 70.8, and it started last year, too. He started wobbling in some big moments last year. Just, you know, the season wasn't obviously as dramatic as this is now. But the big problem is for him is 9 out of 10, 9 out of 11 the last 2 years in the 40 to 49-yard range. Mm. And this year he's 50%, 3 of 6. And I was down there in Tampa. There was no breeze in Tampa. There was nothing to affect a kick. And you're indoors. I don't mind if you're outdoors in cold weather. Carl, you're indoors. There's no, you should never miss those kicks. And so, Koo, a tight game, a division game, comes down to the field goal kicker. Coach is going to say, hey, man, shouldn't have come down to that. Well, in some of the tight games, Carl, it does come down to the kicker, and he's been terrible.
He was terrible. Flat out. You outrush these guys, right? 181 yards. If I told you we run for 181, come on. If I told you we owned overall yardage, 468 to 365. If I told you all these things that we said, hey, if we do this, we'll win the game. Well, that's what should have happened. And instead, because we missed those three field goals. Now, again, he had one block, but three missed. That's 9 points, guys.
Right.
That's the difference in this football game. 404-726-0929. Now, what does it leave us, Mike? Am I completely disappointed? No. As I told Saint fans over the weekend, still first place. We're still in first place.
Right.
But these are the ones that you go, this is what a playoff game is going to look like, Mike. And are we going to fold up like this in a playoff game? Now, Kirk Cousins, no touchdowns yesterday. He threw the pick late. I get it. He's trying to make a play. But I'll say this about Younghoe Koo. And you know, we've been very generous to him because he's been great. But, Mike, I think he's too comfortable. I think you might need to bring in some competition. This is a playoff team, guys. We have Super Bowl aspirations. This is not some fluke or joke. I need him to be completely focused. I don't know what's going on, but usually with the kicker, Mike, it's in between your ears. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with right. his ability. So I'm telling you right now, if that's what we need to do up there at Flowery Branch, let's do it.
I mean, every kicker goes through some weirdness or some kind of like the yips in golf. One of our greatest kickers, and we're friends with him really tight, him and his wife, and that's Matt Bryant. 1 year in 2015, Matt Bryant dropped down to 77%. He was usually around 88 or higher. And he had 1 year that was a little funky for him by his, you know, pretty high standards. But even then, he was 14 of 18. You know, in this case, Kuz had a high standard, and we compare him to Matt Bryant, but Matt Bryant's never had a patch like this. And this is one where, as we said, you've got to convert. Look, a number of things. Kirk Cousins was not accurate to start the game. You just touched on those rushing stats. I thought Zach Robinson was too pass dependent. I think we could have continued to run the ball. I think we could have used the screens and even some wheel routes to just get the ball to Bijan in the flat. Because anytime he touched the ball, I mean, he was making plays. Pitts had an amazing catch. Just when you think, okay, the playmakers are getting involved, Drake was making hard catches over the middle out of his sort of Puka Nacua East, the way we're using him. So things are on a roll, and then the penalties. And look, I'm not going to get on McGarry. It's just strangeness how Bijan Robinson literally gets tangled up in McGarry's legs, and then Cam Jordan gets his only sack of the freaking year.
Yeah.
Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal.
It was. And by the way, when Matt Bryant was struggling, Mike, he was like 42.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He was like 40 years old.
Different dynamic.
Correct. I mean, I the stats are there, but let's put it in perspective. Matt Bryant played for like 20 years. At that point in his career, in 2017, he's 42 years old.
He was 34, 37, 91% the year we went to the Super Bowl. From bouncing back from an off year in 15, and 15 was a bad Falcons team, 500 team.
All right, Chris, I know you got a lot going on. Turtle is behind the glass. O is off today. He's handling all the things. Can we put a quick poll up about Young Weiku? Want to know how you're feeling? And again, I'm not a prisoner of the moment. Mike is right. Go back to last year. And the irony to all of this is Friday I said to Mike, I said, you worried about Young Weiku? And we both kind of did the shoulder shrug.
Right.
We'll be okay. And I'll be damned, we go into this game where we need these points and we can't get them. Where your team plays well enough to win and it comes down to this. 404-726-0929. Hit us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on.
And it's like anything else, any other position. Look, you know, we all know it. I mean, you know, kickers, everyone kind of shrugs or rolls their eyes. Or you have one thing to do. You've got one job. But Koo has been so good at hitting the long kicks. That's why, you know, we're so used to seeing him being money. And now in the NFL, the trend is everybody hits over 55. That used to be like, oh, that's a 1 in 5 shot. Now everybody's hitting long kicks. And it's just really frustrating that he's missing those, what would be, by his standards, intermediate, the 40 yards and plus, and that's where he's struggling right now.
All right, big plays in this game. We had a bunch of them. But the thing that also hurt us, guys, we don't give up explosive plays. How much have we been preaching that all year, Mike? Marquez Valdez. Who? Marquez. This guy, I didn't even know he was still in the league.
Right. And by the way, I'm not going to question Jimmy Lake and all that. We can talk to Coach on Wednesday up at Flowery Branch. But, you know, is he identified as the best wide receiver on the team? Because now the good news is they did get A.J. Terrell on him, you know, later in the second half. And that stuff went away. The problem was, you know, you had no pass rush begets one Mississippi, two Mississippi. Yep. And now this guy's like a gazelle and he's streaked behind our best defenders. And he's wide open. And then on the other play, you got some pre-snap motion. We'll talk to Coach about that. And that got A.J. Terrell looking somewhere he wasn't supposed to, and that created the second Scandling touchdown.
Yeah, I was blown away. The first explosive play, I was like, all right. Second one, I was like, are you serious right now? Then he scores?
Right.
I mean, dude had 3 catches for 100 yards on the day, and one of those was a touchdown. Nevertheless, explosive plays hurt us early. And then the Honey Badger, man. You know, listen, we love our safeties. Every now and then, Tyrann Mathieu still got it, and he showed up big for them late with that pick. We had chances even at the end, guys, of this football game, and I think that's what bothers Kirk Cousins so much. Mike, we had that chance to go down right and finish this game. And I'm feeling good about it because we've seen it happen earlier in the season.
Look, Kurt is a gambler. He's a risk taker. He's trying to throw it through the middle. But unfortunately, Honey Badger's sitting on it. And Drake would have had to have laid out like Superman to make that catch. Meanwhile, Pitts was underneath. And Cousins either was locked on Drake or
didn't see Cousins
because that moves the chains probably too. But that basically – and then, of course, this, you know, the strip sack fumble, as you like to say. But this is – to me, it's the Saints can still get after the quarterback and we can't. One team gets heat on the quarterback. One team doesn't. And the heat on the quarterback ultimately decided the game. Right? That's
it.
Jake Mantz is going to run back 20 yards and fall in a fumble.
No, it did, Mike. And you know what? Chase, we talked about this. What's Chase Young? Chase Young, that sack, that was huge. You talked about the Cam Jordan. Those are the difference-making plays in this game. What do you guys think? Still feel good about our football team. Don't misunderstand us. But this one hurts because you shouldn't have lost this game.
Right.
You put yourself in position to score points, whether it was field goals or being touchdowns. You didn't get it done, and now you left points on the board. And we always say this. When you do that, at the end of these games, it always comes back to bite you. 2017 final score, you lose by three.
And the other thing is, and this is what drives me crazy, but it is what it is in Atlanta. You're always going to have people that are like, arms crossed, Carl.
Yeah, whatever. Falcons. I'll believe it when I see it.
It's a good football team. There's a lot of teams in the same exact boat as us.
Yes.
Okay, with the exception of the Dallas Cowboys, who are just, a god-awful mess, and the Jets, who are also a god-awful mess. Every other game was close. Every other game came down was 10 points or less or one possession or less because it's the NFL. You know that. But this is one where you look at this team and you say, now I'm today on social media. Look. Yeah, I get it. We need pass rush. We didn't address it. We need to come up with something. And this might be the story of this year that's going to keep us from maybe doing more in the playoffs. We're still a playoff team. We'd have to have one of the greatest colossal collapses to not win this division. That puts us in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally agree. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins, by the way, just talking about the offense. Because as disjointed as it was, the way it started and then how we got things going in the second half, by the way, that's called coaching. The adjustments made in the second half allowed us to open this thing up more, and I'm with Mike. I would have ran the ball more. I mean, we were having a lot of success there. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about the offense has not played well and has not played its best game.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.